Hello, so Dylan here, and I've got some news, which is that Alice Obscura is releasing its next big book, Gastro Obscura. It is co-authored by Cecily Wong and yours truly, and it's the work of a whole team of folks who we've been basically compiling the world's most interesting recipes, restaurants, ingredients, food histories, and putting them into this world's edible wonders between two covers. It's hundreds of pages, hundreds of entries. It is a guide to eating, to travel, and to the joy and diversity found in food cultures the world over. So if this sounds like something you would be interested in, please check it out. It's called Gastro Obscura, and pre-orders actually make a huge impact on the success of the book. So if you order one now, it would mean a lot. Anyway, I hope you like it, and on to the show. I'm Dylan Thuris, and this is Atlas Obscura, a celebration of the world's strange, incredible, and wondrous places. Today, I'm going to bring you more stories of travel from our listeners. And these three share a common theme. Each of these wonderful, curious listeners had a profound experience while looking out over a body of water. It's something I relate deeply to. I grew up all around tons of lakes, and there's something about staring at the water, staring at the ocean. That's like staring up into the stars. It connects you with a kind of sense of smallness, as travel does in general. That sense of your profound smallness in the bigness of the world, of the universe, and that is a very deep, memorable experience. So with that, we're going to take a cue from the water itself and let these three beautiful messages roll over you like waves in the ocean, one after the other. Here we go.
Hi, my name is Mitch, and I grew up in the middle of nowhere, Texas. So throughout my entire childhood, the ocean was not really a thing for me. And when I was 21, I was invited to take a trip to Kenya with friends. And while we were there, I got to see the ocean for the first time. We took an overnight bus ride from Nairobi to Mombasa, and we got there just as the sun was rising. And I was so excited, I couldn't wait. I rolled up my pants, ran into the ocean with my friends, and I couldn't believe, I knew the ocean was salty, but I could not believe how salty it actually was. And there was a moment where there was tears of joy, and I couldn't tell if I was tasting the ocean water or my own tears. And it was just so magical. So that is my most memorable summer adventure.
Hi, Dylan. My name is Tara, and I want to tell you about a really great rock in Barbados. My last semester of undergrad, I only had final papers, so during exams week, I flew to Barbados to visit a friend. I was also wearing a walking cast for a stress fracture in my foot. As you probably know, Barbados is a small island, and on my first day there, and every day subsequently, we drove around the entire country. On that first drive, I saw Round Rock. It is a massive limestone boulder standing alone on a beach on the eastern shore, the last remnant of some ancient landslide. As soon as I saw it, I wanted to climb it, but my friend refused to stop because I was in a cast. I begged all week, and after several other excursions where I was forced to remove my boot anyway, he finally relented. On my last day, we parked at the beach. I circled the house-sized rock to find the best path up, and I love climbing things, so it didn't take long. Up there, I found a weathered and carved wooden bench that had been cemented in place. I sat and marveled at the seemingly endless sea before me. It was peaceful and overwhelming to know there was nothing before me until you reached Africa. Looking out at that literal horizon seemed fitting, as I was preparing to set out for a figurative horizon as well. All too soon, it was time to climb down and continue my journey. But that brief, peaceful moment was perfect.
Back in 2015, I was in graduate school to try to get my teaching license here in Massachusetts. And in the spring of that year, my father very suddenly died. I had to give it all up. I had to get a job immediately in order to help support my mother. I ended up getting a job at the post office. And after a few years of building myself back up, I finally had the means to travel for the very first time. So in the waning days of summer in 2019, I hopped on my very first flight and I went to Santa Rosa, California, where I went to the Sonoma Harvest Music Festival, where I saw some of my favorite bands at a winery under skies that were the clearest blue. It was the greatest weekend of my life. And on my last day there, I visited San Francisco before my flight home. And I stood there at the Vista Point overlooking the Golden Gate Bridge. And all I could think of as I was standing there, looking at that landmark of all landmarks, was, I made it, Dad. I made it. A year later, I went back to the Golden Gate and I scattered some of my father's ashes overlooking the Merritt Headlands at the Golden Gate. Now, my father never really had any sort of special connection to San Francisco or anything, but I figured that I would leave a little piece of him in the place that meant the most to me.
Thank you, William, for that last story. One of the things that you so often feel when you're traveling is, you know, I wish you were here with me. I connect with that a lot. And there's something about bodies of water, these big open vistas, they connect you with that cosmic sense of time and scale. It reminds you of how kind of endless everything and how small our moment here is. And there's something very beautiful and profound about that. You know, whether it's Mitch talking about his first swim in the ocean and how salty it was, like he couldn't believe how salty it was it his tears or the ocean water, or sitting on that rock with Tara, like looking out, having this perfect moment of solitude, or William bringing his father's ashes to the Golden Gate Bridge. There's always something about looking out at that water, swimming in that ocean, that is just profoundly beautiful. I loved hearing all of these stories from all of you. Thank you, Mitch, Tara, and William, for telling us your watery wonders. We love hearing from all of you, and our lines are always open. Whether you are looking out at the ocean or down some narrow back alley around the corner from you, we want to hear about it. We want to hear about the wonders in your backyard, about a magical place that you traveled to, or a memorable person that you met while you were traveling. So to tell us these stories, please record a voice memo and send it to hello@atlasobscura.com or leave us a message at 315-992-7902. I cannot wait to hear from all of you. Our podcast is a co-production of Atlas Obscura and Witness Docs. This episode was produced by Katie Thornton. And I'm Dylan Thuris, wishing you all the wonder in the world. I'll talk to you soon.
Witness Docs from Stitcher.